CIUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. Thank you.
Well, all right. It's currently 4:12 in the morning. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whisketeers here. Hold up, I'm just trying to get a nice little backtrack going. There it is. Today's backtrack is brought to you by Montreal's Lovely, Oscar Peterson. My name is Zach, by the way. I usually host this show. I'm actually hosting it for all of May and some of June. I'm here usually with some friends. We talk about some interesting topics. It's pretty free form in terms of our show. Usually come to you with some pretty interesting conversations. But today I'm here alone. Don't know if I'll be joined by a friend later on or not. He might join me, he might not. I believe he's doing some work. So tonight is just me, and I feel like bringing a little bit of a chill show. Talking about some personal stories, some things going on in the world, and playing some super chill music as Oscar Peterson is super chill. Don't really got much to say right now. It's the start of the show, but I have some pretty interesting conversations coming to you in about 15, 20 minutes. That's all I really got to say, I guess. And, yeah, I guess we could get right back into the music. I'm going to bring a song by Montreal's own Nate Husser and a few, local Montreal rapper. Probably going to be some of the only rap I play on tonight's episode. Two songs we just heard were Bright Eyes by Dr. Loni Smith and El Camino Negro by Tommy Guerrero. Before Nate Husser, gonna play a little Paul Simon, so stay tuned. It's gonna be an interesting show.
Sizuwini sanamhlanje awa sibona kwenzeka kanjani awa amantombazane ayazo.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
She makes the sign of a teaspoon, he makes the sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, honey, take me dancing, but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Fuck shit up, I make it right back, yeah, yeah. I'm on a mission, they can't stop me. Saucing on them teriyaki while my wrist look so rocky. Started from a Nike box, it was all in my psyche. Fold my feng shui, all my Reiki. Oh, she said she don't like me, that's just unlikely. MTL to Cali, MTL Cali. I'm flying, driving, I did it. Don't worry about how I get it, just know I got it. And better recognize what it means to see me flossing, that I'm a boss. Brand new Benz, panoramic ice watch, I'm feeling awesome. Rose from the concrete on the block where I blossom. Never did the costume, pretending sick, but every day was Halloween, even with no pods of pin. Had a lot of greens, streets trust me like banks trust white men. I might just get rich and still trap, I'm just saying. Just to keep it FTP, I'm not playing. We got plans to make bands, let's shake hands. Connect dates, make ends meet, and expand. And worry about your own, no study, no next man. I had to cut the shorty, was stuck on an X-Man. I'm a super, so stuck on my D. See you later, peace, take it easy. C'est la vie, I'm living free. Diet hard, make it easy while trying your hard. And I'm just a human being with a lion heart. But I don't fuck with bulls, she don't treat me like I'm God. Cause anything less than that is really falling short. You falling off, baby. And I ain't waiting, I ain't waiting, I ain't playing with you. Said I ain't waiting, I ain't waiting, I ain't playing with you. Said I ain't waiting, I ain't waiting, I ain't playing with you. You fuck around, I ain't staying with you, bitch, I'm gone.
I can see the light. 2020 vision. Know I got the eagle eye, know my toes is pigeon. Prone to repetition, but of my own volition. I be speaking on my growth, this maturation ain't just egotistic ism or some infatuation. We create an ecosystem for some pseudo wisdom. Niggas, you know, do that. Niggas don't know nothing, be like, true that. I just shake my head, that shit break my heart. My mama told me, break a leg, I grind too hard, I break my pegs. I buy some more, I break them too.
I grind some more and face a joint the same way that I face the truth. Keeping my own pace with shit, feel like I had LASIK shit. Even if I went blind, the way that this shit on my tongue, you see the shit soon as I say some shit. I could barely taste the shit. Put it on your gums and tell me that we ain't freebasing. Bury me with kings or I want cremation. Please don't fake the shit. We not really talking about the art. Niggas heard it once, you talk about wasting shit. Niggas ain't got aim, you talk about wasting clips. Burdens on my shoulders, ain't no space for chips.
I can see the wall.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Yeah,
I can see the law.
Yeah,
I can see it clear.
Hey, ha ha, hey.
Yeah,
I can see it clear.
No, that's not how it goes. Yeah.
My sweet Chiquita be the food of my eye. Like Teddy Riley at the peak of the 90s. We at the beach, you put her feet in the tide. I don't wanna be guy, I'm just one of a guys. My candy apple, won't you save me a slice? I made the truth with your parents, I won you two teddy bears and got you home before the strobe lights. Now run along, won't you? There's nothing wrong with you. My baby Stacy put the blue in the vibe. She changed the mood of the town. I play the music she likes. And when you groove, it gets the room right. It keeps the fellas aroused. It keeps the ladies enticed. Wouldn't you know that I'm the only one? I wouldn't call it divine. I'm enjoying the ride. Though you're nothing but a low life. I get along with you wrong or right. Say, I get along with you. Whether wrong or right. I get along with you. Whether wrong or right. My lady Debbie got the shape of a pear. She threw the cake on my lap and told me take what I can. She separated but the breakup was bad. So every time that we smash, I catch the guilt from her past. Like Sandra Bullock at the peak of the 90s. You know my speed wasn't fast, I was busting on dash. I couldn't keep her but I keep her in mind. I have to holler when my money's right. My sweetie Vicky always giving me grief. She said, I love her and leave. I said, I know what you mean. My tenderoni know I have to go and soften the meat. I throw a slab on the pan and watch it pop on the grease. I said, I am what I am. I feel the tension increase. You say, I'm just like my dad. I can't disagree. It's just the simplest things, like a dog on a leash. I get along with you, long as you don't bite me. Whether wrong or right, I get along with you. Whether wrong or right. I get along with you, whether wrong or right. I get along with you,
hey, yo.
Whether wrong or right.
Chat, yo, is it another 1-2? Yo, what we gon' do when them dreams come true? Will you stick like glue or act brand new? Brand new being here, do with your new air. I blew a square on the roof, sweet and sour you. Spend an hour with the truth or let the flower choose. Yo, I could devour jewels on your downtime. Come around 5, we can groove, we can move. For when you in the mood, polo by the pool. Yo, take you to Soho for the food. Oh, so you grown, now it's cool on your own. Like, I ain't gotta take you to school. Hold your hand, I'm a man, I could do it. Yo, what you doing later on? Let's live a little bit, I'm trying to write a song. I know I'm wrong, but you know my arm's strong. My love, it go all night long. Let's get it on.
Whether wrong or right, get along with you, whether wrong or right. Hey, I get along with you, whether wrong or right. I get along with you, whether wrong or right.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, sweet. Well, that's perfect because that means you're listening to CKUT 90.3's William Shatner's Whisketeers here at, what time is it? It's 4:36 in the morning. Turns out I have a friend who joined me on this show and I'm not all alone. I'm gonna get my mojo back now that I have someone in the room with me. It's a pleasure to have him. Who do I got in here?
It's a pleasure to be here, Zach. It's Chris.
Chris, it's a pleasure to have you. Like I said, how's it going?
You know, I was just finishing work, and it's about 11 o'clock at night, so as good as it can go with that. But
yeah, working till 11 at night sounds pretty rough.
But you can be free inside your mind. It's... It's all what you do inside your mind, really.
These are,
you might be bound in the physical realm,
yep,
by like a job and you know your bodily needs, but you know you don't have to be enslaved in your mind.
Exactly. It's all about just becoming kind of a robot with your body in the tasks that you're doing. For work and disassociating a little bit and entering another space while your body just does all the work. That is the key to success in our work-based world and our work-based way of living.
Kind of, though. I think dissociate is probably my year of the word.
Well, your year of the word.
My word of the year.
Bet. Yeah, I think...
Yeah, you know, it's in the lunar calendar, the year of the word.
Of course. No, my I think God. You and many people. It's quite easy to do that, especially just given the state of the world and everything. It's easy to just tune out instead of tuning in.
I feel like that Freudian slip was, like, really deep right there.
Why?
Literally talking about dissociating and can't even say a sentence correctly.
Like, yeah, exactly. You're somewhere else. Your body's just doing this radio show. Your voice is just doing this radio show and your mind is somewhere else.
My mind is like 3 months in the future. Listening
when you're
to the
here
archives.
In Montreal. No, your mind is 1 month in the future when you're here in Montreal from Chicago because Chris is coming to join me here in Montreal in the month of June. We'll be recording the show in person then. Gonna be pretty solid.
Yeah. A leap of faith.
Yeah, big leap of faith for Chris making the trip to Montreal from Chicago, given that he's going to be working on the show, has a work permit here in Canada, fully vaccinated, and yeah, we're going to live in our good old apartment on Rue University.
Amen. The home away from home for both of us.
Exactly. That home that feels more like my home that I'm currently at, honestly. Anyways, enough of this reminiscing and cryptic speak that our listeners probably don't know much about. Tonight's episode, I guess, it's a bit more music-centric. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the music that we've been playing and that we will play. I'll actually name the songs I just played, because why the fuck not? So I played Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon. Great track.
Oh, I missed that. Damn.
Yeah, I love
Graceland.
Yo, great track. Played some Teriyaki by Montreal's Nate Husser. Get Along by Anderson .Paak. Crust by Flying Lotus. And Dears by Death in Vegas. But these next three tracks, there's some super interesting ones. I actually listened to them for the first time today. They're by a friend of mine, and I figure I'll tell the story of this friend before I get into the tracks, because it's a pretty interesting story. Where to start? So, two summers ago, not last summer, but the one before, my girlfriend Amelia and I spontaneously decided we were going to backpack the entire West Coast of the U.S. We started in Vancouver, because that's where her family lives. They live in Victoria, but we went over to Vancouver for a weekend and decided to just book a flight down to San Diego and work our way up, completely wing it, no plan in mind. Super interesting trip. We were couch surfing like the entire time, no plan at all. We didn't know how many days we were going to be in any city, what city we were going to be in next. Using the couch surfing app, just like finding random ways to get around, finding random rides to get around. First place we stayed was in San Diego. We stayed with a lovely dude named Nolan, and we was that the first place we stayed, actually? Oh no, we went down to Seattle first and then flew from Seattle down to San Diego. Yeah, Seattle was fucking interesting. We stayed with a nudist named Baki, and got fully nude with this man named Baki. It was a super interesting time. I'd never met really a nudist in my life, and it really opened my eyes to the culture and that way of living. It was pretty interesting and didn't feel uncomfortable at all, honestly, because it was non-sexual nude existing. He had a word for it. It was called skyclad, and basically we were all in skyclad and one with the clouds. That was his way of perceiving it. Super interesting dude. He was like a Hebrew teacher and a Mexican, like, dude, Mexican slash half Mizrahi Jewish dude who was embracing his Jewish roots. And he was a Hebrew teacher at schools in Seattle. Anyways, we go down to San Diego. We're working our way up. We're catching random rides off Craigslist. And eventually we get to Santa Cruz, California. Super interesting city. Super beautiful. We were super excited to go there. But we get there and we had nowhere to stay, because usually we were booking, you know, through the couch surfing app, places to stay right before we'd get to the city, like on our way. But with Santa Cruz, we were having a super, super hard time finding a place to stay. We get to Santa Cruz, we're messaging people on the couch surfing app. No luck. We honestly thought we were going to be, you know, homeless for the night, sleeping on the beach. We didn't know what to do, really. We were just like, hey, fuck it, we're sleeping on the beach tonight. But we were walking on the main strip there, and we passed these buskers playing some super, super interesting, you know, funky jazz tunes, like some jazz funk tunes. Seemed like really cool dudes, and Amelia just turns to me and she's like, yo, I'm going to go ask them if we could crash with them for the night. I was like, okay, go do it. So Amelia goes over to talk to these guys, playing some great music in between songs. I have no idea what she's saying. She comes back to me. She's like, okay, so they don't have anywhere that they live because they currently live in a van. But I go and talk to them a little bit with her more, and they invite us to a party that night. They're like, oh, yo, there's a party in an abandoned church tonight. You guys should come. It's going to be a big jam session. So we're like, oh shit, okay, sick. So they gave us the details and everything. And me and Amelia are planning out our night, going to buy some beer. And we're just like, yo, let's just sleep in this abandoned church for the night. Like, I'm sure it'll be fine. Anyways, we get to the abandoned church later in the night. And it turns out it's not abandoned in the sense of, you know, it's just completely left vacant. But rather, it's an old church turned into a house slash jam space. They turned the entire congregation space of the church into a jam space where they had a stage and everything. And there was 8 people living in this church in different rooms. It was a huge house, and it was super awesome. Old church, like beautiful stained glass windows and everything. And everyone at this party is a music student at UC Berkeley. Super interesting. Or they were going to school in Santa Cruz also for music. So all super, super good musicians. Wow. And were listening to their jam session and everything. They were all fucking killing it. It was like the best live music I've ever seen in my life. Like my favorite type of music, like mixes of like between like Thundercat, like Herbie Hancock, like things like this. Super interesting, really good jam sessions, all live, like improvised shit. Super interesting. And yeah, we had a great time there. Ended up crashing at these people's houses. They let us crash in this church. Had a great time. And then some of the dudes that we met from the band earlier invited us to another party the next night in the woods. The dudes from this band, one of them was this dude named Mike, who was on the drums, super big character. Then we had, who else was in this band? We had, I honestly forget the rest of them, but the guitarist, super, super good guitarist. I honestly forget his first name. Let me pull it up. Hold up. Miles. Miles. This tall dude, Miles. Very tall, lanky dude, long hair. Probably one of the best guitarists I've ever seen in my life. And I honestly forget the rest of the people in the band, but these two stood out the most. And anyways, we go to this next party in the California Redwoods the next night with them. Everyone's on like shrooms. Everyone's smoking kush, like drinking. Really, really good vibes. Like everyone's playing music. Super, super interesting. At one point in the night, we go out. We look at the stars all together. It was honestly just really good vibes. And yeah, we kicked it with this band of dudes for the entire time in Santa Cruz, all because Amelia walked up to them on the street and just said, yo, can we crash with you? And we ended up becoming super tight with them. I still stay in touch with Mike to this day. I follow Miles on Instagram. I follow this guy, Zach, who makes some awesome folk music from it. And yeah, I met some of the coolest people on the trip in Santa Cruz, all really, really great musicians and super cool, like-minded individuals. Yeah, it was a pretty great time. And anyways, I just noticed like today that Miles, the guitarist from the band, is putting out his own music solo. And I gave it a listen and it was super awesome. Like I really enjoyed listening to it. He's been putting out singles like every 2 weeks. And yeah, I figured I'd play them on the show here tonight because why not play some Santa Cruz music here in Montreal and give this guy the recognition that he deserves. Before I play it though, like Chris seems like he has some questions. So yeah, I'll pass the mic to Chris.
Yeah. Is the Couchsurf app international thing?
Yeah, it's an international thing. You sign up for this app and you make a whole profile describing like your interests, your hobbies, like who you are, making you seem like a trustworthy person. And you basically just find people who are willing to host couch surfers in their city. And it's completely free. You don't really have any strings attached. You don't need to really do anything. You just get hosted by whoever's willing to host you. Some hosts really want to be involved and like have a good relationship with you when you're there. Others don't really care. And you'll leave for the day, come back at night, kick it with them. Some, it's kind of like an Airbnb situation. All the hosts we stayed with, though, we kicked it with them. Like, whether it was in the morning or the evening, we just kicked it with our hosts usually and had a great time. But yeah, these Santa Cruz dudes weren't from the couch surfing app; they were just random dudes from the street that
right.
We kicked it with for 3-4 days. Had a great time with them.
I didn't even know there was an app like that. Like, but it like I'm getting hung up on the wrong part of the story because obviously the other part's cooler. But is it free? Like, can anybody do this?
Yeah, it was free. But when COVID started, they started charging like a $3 per month contribution fee just to be part of the app. And it's like you could cancel it whenever. And renew it whenever you need it and you're using couch surfing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. Really great app. Like, it's a huge international community of couch surfers. Like, Baki was one of the coolest dudes I ever met. Baki the Nudist. Really awesome dude. Like, we really made a real connection with this guy. Like, anyone that I met on that couch surfing app on that trip was someone I would have on this radio show to have super interesting conversations with. They were all people that were super like-minded, like, had their own things to bring to the table that, like, we just connected with really well and had really great conversations with.
Yeah, that's a cool concept, maybe for a series of episodes, like doing the couch surfing app, and then you're just like posted up with a bunch of recording equipment at their place. Like, you know, so I do this radio show.
Yeah. And you just, I honestly would do that because I do plan on backpacking the US again once everything's open. I'm planning on doing a huge road trip in a car across the United States, just going to as many places as I could. So I'll probably bring the show with me when I do that, and maybe interview some people for the show.
I want to hear that, because I feel like it's probably a small fraction of the American population that, like, the people willing to do this sort of thing are, like, gonna be like-minded, but, like, there's so many people. It's surprising to hear, like, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, super surprising.
You know, sometimes definitely. you think so little of, like, the good of humans, but that goes to show, like, there are a lot of welcoming, selfless people who just trying to vibe.
Definitely. Especially these dudes in Santa Cruz, like, they really knew how to vibe. It was a really, really great time meeting, like, them and their friends and just, you know, getting their hospitality the entire time just from a quick encounter on the street. It was really awesome. So smoked us off on so much weed, gave us some alcohol even, and everyone was just having a good time, and it felt like there was no judgment at all from anyone listening to them play their music. And yeah, it was super cool.
What was their, like, street setup? Like, did they have any like electric stuff, or was it all just like acoustic?
No, they had electric stuff. Miles was on the electric guitar, but Mike was on just a regular kit, you know, like a regular drum kit. And they were honestly planning on doing a huge trip across the United States. They were getting ready for it when we met them. Like, our last day with them was their last day in Santa Cruz, and then they hit the road. And they were on the road until COVID got really serious, and then they just stopped over in, I believe it was New Orleans, and they were there for a while. I think Miles now is in LA, Mike's in Santa Cruz. I honestly don't know. I don't really talk to them that much. Like, the only one I've spoken to is this guy, Mike, on the drums. But, yeah, pretty interesting dudes. Anyways, I'd love to play some of Miles' music. He goes by Mostly Leg on Spotify. That's his artist name for his solo act. So here it is. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one's going to be called You, Me, and the Rabbit. The second one is called Enlighten. And the third one, it's a bit more hardcore. It's called Manic. So yeah, here's these three tracks by my one friend from Santa Cruz. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 4:53 in the morning. Thanks for tuning in, and here comes some pretty good music.